much mind.
Tuesdays,
kind of waste of time.
Wednesdays,
when it really all starts sinking in. There's people out there up and down the street who will pass on Thursday faster than me. Anybody else feeling that way? Raise your hand. All right.
Just feels like Friday. Every day of the week.
5 o'clock and I got no place to be. Feels like Friday to me. Well, blue sky, sunshine, everybody's outside. I just felt it, I can't help it.
It just feels like Friday. Every day of the week.
5 o'clock and I got no place to be. Feels like Friday.
Scott Connor, Feels Like a Friday, and I believe we got him on the air. Can you hear us, brother?
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm doing good, man. Welcome to Sunday Mornings with a Tiki Man. It's such a pleasure to have you here, man.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, cool. So, you know, we were talking this week about how you just kind of stumbled across Trop Rock. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I was with Sony for a while. By the way, didn't you guys play a David Lee Murphy song earlier this morning?
We did.
You know what? He wrote Feels Like Friday.
Oh, wow.
Just play. Yeah, isn't that wild? So anyway, my manager at the time, Billy Holland, out of Nashville, he had it on his mind that, you know, we had this sound. And, you know, we went ahead, and I was not entirely cooperative, to be honest with you, because I'm a songwriter, you know. So I'm like, I don't know about doing other people's music. But they brought me Feels Like Friday, and we sat down and listened to it there at their publishing place there in Nashville. And then we picked up a Chris Stapleton song called All About Lovin', and another song called Hey Hey Morning Sun, and put it on the EP. And honestly, that's kind of where it took off right there. And I had already written and recorded Sanibel at the time with T. Graham Brown, and it's just kind of been, you know, moving slowly but steadily towards this market, and I honestly didn't know about the market at the time, so
right.
It's just evolved, and I'm really, really happy with the way things turned out.
Well, I tell you, Trop Rock has evolved and continues to evolve. Every time I turn around, it's changing and twisting and going in different directions, but, you know, a lot of people get trapped into a situation where they think it's all about Jimmy Buffett music or
yeah.
You know, a margarita on the beach and all that stuff, and that's kind of, you know, how it all started, obviously. But you know, there's so much good music out there. Sanibel is a beautiful tune, and
I
got one of the guys that I was telling you about, Mr. Key West Chris, here with me, and he wanted to say hello to you.
Good morning.
Oh, let me
see.
Hey. Let me see here. Yeah, how about now?
Good. Can you hear me?
Hear myself.
How about now?
1, 2.
Okay. All right. We may have to change microphones, but we'll get to it.
He's a mute. Okay.
is this one on?
That one's on.
This one's on.
Okay. Switch. There we go. Switch microphones. There we got. Just so you know, we're at a tiki bar, Scott, and I got like 500 cords running around everywhere. We got Bloody Marys. We got bacon. We got eggs. We got whippets.
Send that Bloody Mary over here.
Yeah. There you go. There we go.
Thank you.
There you go. Now you can talk.
Now I can talk. Good morning.
Hey, how are you, Chris?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Where are you?
I am at my house in Indiana today.
Oh, okay. Have you ever been to the Speedway?
Yeah.
It's someplace I got to go. One of these days I'll hit the 500.
Yeah, well, tell them I said hey.
I'll do that. I'm a big race fan, so. No.
There's a lot of people there. Yeah.
So, Chris is kind of like, he lives in Key West. He's been there for years. And how long have you been there? Since 2008?
Yeah, 9 years, yeah.
Yep. And heavily into the trop rock scene, and he's certainly seen it come and go and change a lot. And what is your explanation of trop rock, Chris?
I kind of come from a different angle because, a lot of the people that are coming into trop rock are coming in, like you say, you know, they're doing the Jimmy Buffett thing. And I always liked Jimmy Buffett, but he wasn't the top of my list. I was more along the lines of the Allman Brothers, Marshall Tucker Band,
right,
stuff like that, and just adapting my style to the tropical lifestyle is how I came into it. And on my album, for instance, I use all different genres. I have country, I've got jazz, I've got Afro-Cuban, I have what else? Southern rock, I have rock, I've got Brazilian, I got Bahamian, you know, because I see trop rock as being such an open book, and rock is probably the wrong term for it. Maybe we should just, in the future, we should just turn it into trop, because, and like you were saying, that right now we're having so many people coming in from the countryside of music, that's not rock, so I think trop's a better term for it, but we'll see down the road. We'll see down the road.
Yeah. Trop rock's a nice title. I mean, it's an attractive title because it rhymes, but I'm totally with you on that. It doesn't fit complete.
Well, a lot of people don't even, you know, as you, you know, when you and I were talking, Scott, it was like, I never even heard of it. And, you know, if you go out in California, they've never heard of it either, you know. And they call it surf rock out there.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like a Beach Boys theme. You know, that's their Jimmy Buffett out in California.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a different feel and stuff. But, you know, I'm more interested in how you got your start. When we were talking, you were telling me that Charlie Daniels kind of stumbled across you.
Yeah, it was by accident, I think. He was doing a show out of Nashville called Sunday in the South, and that was a positive country station that I think they just played it on Sunday mornings, and he was a guest host on there, and I had a single out, and it was in the top 40, and he liked the song, and I got an opportunity to work with him shortly after that show, you know, a couple months afterwards, and I met him in Mount Juliet. We recorded a couple songs that I'd written. I've never released them yet. That's kind of odd, but I've never released them to radio yet. They're kind of sitting around, and one of these days we'll get to that. But he helped me a lot, and it was just I can never thank him enough. I remember taking him that night. We finished up at the studio, and it's been a long time ago, and at the time I had a little Chevrolet hatchback car. And I remember driving, and it was foggy that night, and I'm driving, and I'm like, my God, if I wreck this car, I've taken out Charlie Daniels.
Yeah. Yeah, the things you worry about.
And I took him to a school parking lot, and his bus was sitting there. And that weekend, he was doing a halftime show with a bunch of other country artists at the Super Bowl. And that's how long it's been, but maybe 20 years ago or something like that. But he helped me a lot. Kind of gave me the idea that, you know, if we just stay with it, you know, things will work out. So, you know, I never thank him enough.
Well, you got to have a positive attitude. The original hippie chick is sitting next to me.
Hi.
Let's see here. Here we go. How about
good
now?
Morning.
There you go. She's a worry wart too, you know. She's like, what if this happens, that happens, and all this other stuff happens? I'm like, well, what if it don't? You know, I always look at things a little bit differently. If they say it's a 70% chance of rain, I'm like, it's 30% chance of sunshine, and it's about 20% chance they're going to get it wrong, and it's another 10% it's not going to rain where you're at. You know,
I'm with you. Yeah.
So, well, that's really cool, man. How long have you been playing music?
Like everyone else, I think most of us start when we're kids. You know, I started playing as 15, 16 year old kid, and started writing. I started writing because I wasn't a great guitar player. So I'm like, okay, well, I know these chords, so I'll just write my own stuff. And that's
there you go.
That's kind of what started.
Well, have you ever had your own band or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I've had been through, like everyone else again, just been through all kinds of bands. Recently I guess it's been a couple years now, I recorded a song with Tanya Tucker called Maybe She Lied, and that song is, it's not a Trop Rock song.
No, but it's, I like that song.
But it's, thank you. And it's, kind of, we're getting ready to release it officially here in just a matter of weeks. We did an earlier release this summer, and oddly enough, Will McPherson, you mentioned Will.
Yeah.
He works with me and is record promoter, and got some feedback that everybody liked the song, but it just wasn't the right time of year for that song, you know?
Right.
Summertime's more of Turn Down the Windows and, Turn Up Some Sweet Home Alabama type deal, you know?
And, that's right.
That makes sense. So we've been kind of sitting on the song, getting ready to release it as a fall release, just really right now just kind of focused on what's going on. So the band thing and stuff, like I told you the other day, I want to play Trop Rock. I think it's cool, and I think my music's a fit.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to figure out where to play it at, how do we take the overhead into that market beats me right now, but we're sure interested.
Well, I think you're doing the right thing, coming with Danny here with his station. And one of the other beauties is that, we can wear many hats. You can be a trop artist, you could also be a country artist. It's not like you have to be locked into anything. But, being on the trop station like Tiki Man Radio is a perfect way to gain a lot of new friends and people who love your music.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been listening to this station, and I love the station. I hope the station likes me okay, but I sure like the station. That's the thing, is for me, when I sit down and listen to this music, I love listening to the artists that I've never heard before and everything, but it just balances itself out nicely when, you can hear Conway sing Rainy Night in Georgia. Marshall Tucker show up or the Allman Brothers or any of that, and it to me, if the music aligns with that style of music, then you've probably got something that works. The whole thing of just doing nothing but island music, I think I was talking the other day, when I go to the beach, I probably need to hear some classic rock at least a little bit during the day.
It is monotonous.
And, this works, what you guys have going. It just really works.
Yeah, like you said, Danny played Rainy Night in Georgia by Conway Twitty and Sam Moore.
Yeah.
And I introduced him to that version of the song, and that song, as long as I've been alive, has been one of my favorite songs of all time. And when I heard that version, and if you see, there's a video of them doing it, it was just 2 weeks before Conway passed that they recorded that song, and there's a video on YouTube, and it's just it makes the hair stand up on my arms. It's just a great song. But the thing is that, like you say, that's not a trap rock song at all, but it's really good that Danny does stuff like that, because it breaks up the monotony of having the same theme all the time.
Absolutely. Well, we just like to play good music, period.
Yeah.
And I think that me and there Danny are supporters of really great music.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a perfect example of how this all comes together, Scott. David Lee Murphy's song that we played earlier is called Loco. And one of our other chop rock artists, Danny Rosado from Alabama, turned me on to that song. He was up here playing a Parrothead event. He says, "Hey, have you ever heard this song?" I'm like, "Man, I love that." And so he turned it on to me. Who knew that he wrote your song before you and I even knew each other? Feels Like a Friday. That's pretty cool. That's how it all comes together. Music and passion will always bring people together.
Yeah, it's just a big web, and it all works together. But, I really am. I mentioned the other day what an honor it is to be on your radio station. And it really is, because, the talent that you guys are bringing to the table, whether they're legends or whether it's new music, it just, in blending that together, keeps everything fresh. But it also, to me, kind of stabilizes the new with the old, and kind of keeps it all together. It's kind of an endorsement, I guess. Hearing Kenny Chesney played, and then you hear me, and that, to me, that's an honor to be played in line with those.
Absolutely,
with those people.
Yeah.
So.
Well, cool. Well, I'll tell you what, Scott. Let's go ahead and play Sanibel. Everybody's anxious to hear
that. I love that,
that
song.
And okay. We'll come back to you after this song, okay?
Okay, sure. I'll stay right here.
All right, here we go. Thanks.
I can close my eyes and dream of things that's never gonna happen in my lifetime. Or dream of things that aren't here today, like you and me at Sanibel. And as the sun goes down inside my mind, I'm holding you alone there forever. White Zinfandel, we had forever at our feet. As the ocean sings a song that's made for lovers, and I find myself lost inside your eyes, and I wonder just how long you can love me. As the wind whispers through Australian pines, Sanibel, at Sanibel.
Your long blonde hair blows with the wind, dark brown eyes and suntan skin. Captiva says goodbye today. Palm trees stand like memories, perfect sky with an evening breeze. I need to go back there again. As the ocean sings a song that's made for lovers, I find myself lost inside your eyes, and I wonder just how long you can love me. As the wind whispers through Australian pines, at Sanibel. Oh, at Sanibel.
You might say I love the water, white sand and blue sky,
but I truly love the sunsets sitting there with you. Kinda makes me high.
As the ocean sings song that's made for lovers, and I find myself lost inside your eyes,
and I wonder just how long you can love me. As the wind whispers through Australian pines, at Sanibel,
at Sanibel. Never gonna happen in my lifetime. We're dreaming things that ain't here today,
like you and me at Sanibel.
Ocean breeze, the white Zinfandel. Oh, ocean breeze.
There you go. That's the big hit, Sanibel, from Scott Connor. And man, that is such a beautiful tune.
I love that
Thank
song.
You.
I love that
Thank
song. You.
You
know, Danny played it for me the other day, and I fell in love with it right off the bat. And this time I'm listening to it in the headphones, and there wasn't any distractions. And there's so many things about the recording of that song that I like, in addition to the lyrics. The recording, I like the steady rhythm of the drums are just consistent throughout. The bass is right there. The guitar is kind of chunking along. But the main color instruments are the piano and the organ on that one. And it sounds fabulous. And the other thing that I like about it is that I'm kind of jealous because I have a bunch of songs that I wrote about cities, and just certain cities have a melodic ring to it. I have a song called Titusville. I got another song called Tulsa. I got Albuquerque. I got Manning. And when I heard Sanibel, I'm saying, damn, why didn't I think of that?
Well, what rhymes with Albuquerque, I guess I needed to know.
You know, lot of people say that. A lot of people say that. And I said, well, here, just listen to the song. And actually nothing rhymes with it. In that song, I don't have to rhyme it. And it worked out really well, fortunately.
Very cool. Yeah. I wrote a song called Taylorsville Angel, too. You know, and, you know, those... I get you. You know, you run into a song or a community. A buddy of mine went down to Siesta Key, Florida, with his sons recently, and I thought, boy, that'd be a pretty song if a guy could come up with one.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I bet it is. I've never been, but I sure like the name. So.
It's beautiful,
it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's see here. Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to that song, though, like that, because I, you know, I really did. I focused early on with the song when I wrote it. I wrote the song right here, actually right here at this dining room table. It was snowing that night, but when I started kind of putting the song together before I took it to Nashville, yeah, I focused heavily on the rhythm. I wanted a solid kind of a rhythmic value that was, you know, more of a like a tropical sound. So I was kind of going through all these different ideas and all these different rhythms trying to get it right. And I appreciate you listening to it so closely.
Oh, yeah, it was great, and you nailed it. And, you know, here's something else just also about trop music. You know, my girlfriend Danny, who's on the other mic now, she and I are a duo. She writes and I write. But one of the funny things is that a lot of people who are into trop music don't live in the tropics, and they see trop music as an escapism, kind of like where you were sitting there writing a song on your table, and the snow's going, and you're thinking about being in Sanibel where it's sunny and palm trees are blowing and it's a beautiful day, and you have this whole love affair going on. It was great.
Yeah. The whole idea about writing is, you know, what you're longing for. You know, if you're writing about, you know, a relationship, a lot of those are about longing for something. And, you know, for this type of music, you know, I'm not sure I could be longing for it as much if I was in it, you know.
Right.
you know, well, I'm stuck in the middle of a bunch of cornfields, so believe me, I'm longing for it. So, yeah.
Well, Danny Hoy is here with us, the world-famous Danny Hoy. She released her third CD not too long ago.
Oh, very cool.
And
very cool.
She just come off of a tour for the first time in a while. You went up through, where all did you go, Danny?
Well, let's see. Panama City Beach and here.
Here,
and,
at the Tiki Bar.
Up to a couple places in Michigan, believe it or not, and then Kansas, West Virginia, Ohio, and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Good for you. Michigan's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful. And was in the middle of nowhere staying with friends, and I played their house party. And it was just unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
That's nice.
One of the things that you'd mentioned earlier is a lot of people kind of get started early in music. And Danny is kind of the exception to that, like her whole life, really. She's got a song that I love, that Better Late Than Never. And you know,
it's a fabulous song.
Yeah, it's a fabulous song, and it really shows her country side of her voice. I just love it. But, you know, she didn't get started into the whole trop rock scene until, you know, what, 40, I guess?
Well, I've been...
what are you, 29 now?
I've been a visual artist, yes. yes, exactly.
We're all going
29.
Backwards.
That's right.
I've been a visual artist most of my life in graphic design and fine illustration. But I decided to take some writing classes and found that I had an affinity for songs. So I started writing I really hadn't played guitar that much until I hit 40.
Yeah.
Wow.
I took lessons with a local guy. I did electric guitar because I wanted to learn more jazz chords and stuff that I thought would help me be more creative when it came to writing songs. And my first CD came out in 2012. It was called Tropigale. And you know, since then I'm trying to learn all I can about you know, writing more. I've visited Nashville. I've met people from Nashville, and I've met so many people from Nashville who you know, say it's very difficult to get writing work there because it's limited to a certain amount of people who seem to be writing the hits at this stage
it
of
is.
The game.
It is.
So, you know, it's like I just saw an opportunity to be an artist, to write music, but I was at the time I was living in Pennsylvania,
and I was listening to tropical music on my at my workstation, and my first thought was like, you know, I'm listening and I'm hearing all these people playing, and I'm realizing there aren't as many women writing this type of music, so I thought I would give it a shot, and luckily I had I have a really great producer in Kevin Johnston up in Maryland at Orca Sound Studios, and he really helped me out a lot in figuring out how to do this. So, but
I that makes a lot of sense.
It's amazing.
I've talked to different artists about that, and you know, you're talking about the northeast part of the United States,
mm-hmm.
and to me that is like the forgotten portion of our country that nobody goes to, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm talking about artists. It's people
yeah,
like
yeah,
me.
Right.
And I want to get up in there. You know, I did a cover song. I don't do a whole lot of them, but I did a cover song a few years ago. When I was a kid, there was a band called Wadsworth Mansion out of Rhode Island. Do you remember that band at all? Have you ever heard of them?
I do, yes.
Okay. They had a song called Sweet Mary. And actually, it's on YouTube. We did a cover of it. And, you know, I've talked to the families, the Jablecki family. The guy that did the song is passed away now. But, you know, I kind of started studying some of the northeastern part of the United States, some of the art, some of the music and stuff. A lot of the things, like people are looking at down at the Keys and Florida and all that, I started looking north and northeast. And I'll tell you what, there's some fantastic artists up there and really cool people. And man, are they committed. They're committed to their artists up there. And,
yeah.
You know, where you're from, you know, I realize Pennsylvania's not that far up, but, you know, Pennsylvania's one of the top bluegrass states in the United States.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
So,
yeah.
You know, so, yeah, very cool that you're from there. And, you know, I also think, I agree with you, there needs to be more, you know, I'm a father of two little girls, so believe me, when I'm very committed to wanting to hear more from the women out there.
And, I'm a big fan of that myself.
Thank you.
So, you know, we need more of that, and you stay right in there. And I'll tell you what, something else, and I'd mention this. I don't mean to be so talky this morning.
No, it's fine.
But I sat yesterday with my family. We lost my father-in-law about a week ago. We had a memorial service for him yesterday. And I'm sitting there thinking about his life. What a life well-lived. Good Christian man. Good. Just a good man.
Right.
But you know, we need to, whatever our passion is, mine happens to be music, you guys radio music and all that, you know, we need to be in there going full throttle the whole time, because you know, at the end we only get one pass at this.
That's right.
And you know, we need to be doing everything that we love every single day, and just enjoying, whether it's raining out, whether it's a rainy night in Georgia, or if it's just a sunny god-awful hot day in Indiana, we need to be living it. And you
that's
know
right.
It's just so important, and you know, people like you, a lady that's out there and you know, starts this type of art at 40 years old and learning how to play guitar at 40, that's cool. That's that's something to talk about right there. That's people need to know about it, because I think so many of us out there, you know, I see people, you guys were talking about Walmart. I'll tell you, that's the land of broken dreams right there.
Oh,
you know,
man.
You go there, they don't even get dressed up to go anymore. They just go
that's
in their
right.
pajamas.
That's
you know?
Right.
But there's people out there that had dreams at one time, man. And you know, they need to remember those dreams and follow them. Apparently, it wasn't getting dressed up to go to the store. That was for sure not in the line of bucket dreams they had. But, you know, we need to remind everybody that... you know, whatever your dream is, whatever your passion, whether it's race cars or whatever it is, man, go do it, you know?
That's
yeah,
right.
Every day above ground is a day to celebrate, and you really truly have to embrace your life. And the older you get, you see your heroes passing away, your movie stars, your artists, your singers, your blues singers, you know. And you know, you start to realize just how precious life is, and you really do have to embrace it. And I like the fact of what we talked about. And you know, we're sorry for your loss, but it sounded like it was a celebration of life. And I like
it
that
was.
New term that people are doing. Something was to happen to me tomorrow, I hope everybody comes to the Tiki Bar and has a celebration and one hell of a party. You know, celebration of life, because you know, there's 10,000 pictures of me out there somewhere, you know, smiling and having a good time, and I want it to be that way. You know, and You know, that's what you got to do. And man, if I had any advice for you, first of all, come down to the Tiki Bar, hang out. And
I'm coming.
And you know, we'll have a good time. You got a place to stay. We'll take good care of you here. But you have to go to Key West and visit Key West Chris and Danny Hoy here. And I'll tell you the reason why that's so important. When I first got into Trop Rock Radio, I don't endorse anything that I've never tried, and I don't talk about anything that I haven't done. All right, so yeah. I didn't want to get on the radio and talk about Key West till I went to Key West. And the very first hand, I went to see Danny Hoy, and she just happened to be working at the newspaper that day. And the very first hand I ever shook in Key West was Key West Chris's, and he told me where to stay. And you know where to go, and I highly recommend that if you're going to dabble into this, these are the two individuals that you need to go see in Key West. Just fly down, you know, after everything gets back together in Key West, and you know, spend a weekend down there. And these guys will absolutely. That's one of the things I love about Trop Rock is everybody is willing to help each other out. You know, it's like one big traveling family.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. It's such a pleasure to be a part of it, and in my small version of it, I love spinning the tunes. I love finding new music like yourself. Even though you've been around forever and you got all these great names of people you've played with or whatever, you know, all of a sudden I picked up on that song and I was like, man, you know, and I sent you the message. I'm like, hey, I'd love to talk to you and get some of your music on the radio here because I think it would fit in really well. And you did, and we talked and had a great talk. And man, I'm just so thankful that you are looking at this part of the genre of music.
Well, I appreciate it, and like I said, I hope it doesn't sound like I'm kissing up to you guys, because I swear to you, it is an honor. It truly is an honor to be on your radio station. I really like the music that you guys are playing, and I'm so happy to see a blend of it. And I'm just, because I really believe, you know, the thing about this is everybody that seems to be really into it, they grew up on a lot of really good, solid 1970s style rock and roll,
sure,
and 1970s style country music and stuff. So, you know, you're talking about people that know good music when they hear it, and they're probably not real open to anything that's not just as good as it can be. And I think it matters that these people, you know. People my age, I'm 53 years old. I don't really, I'm not one of these people that walks around saying I hate today's country music or I hate today's rock and roll, because I don't hate it at all. There's some of it I really like, some of it maybe I probably don't dig, but that's always been that way with me.
Sure.
So what you guys are doing is you're blending it together. We all need a place to go listen. We all need good, solid music, and I love it, and I'm sorry I didn't catch your name. Whoever I was talking to about, they put on a set of headphones and listened to my song.
Oh, that's Key West Chris.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Chris.
Oh,
I appreciate
welcome.
That because, you know, you're listening to the music and looking for quality, and that matters.
Does. It really does. And one of the things, Danny and I have talked about this before, because Danny's not the only Trop Rock station in town. And there are some that are as good as him, and there's some others that just play stuff that just is like, it's like some guy who really just put it on the computer and beat his guitar and they put it on, and it sounds like crap, to be honest with you. But Danny goes through everything, and everything that he's putting on is very well produced, and that's the way it should be.
Oh, thank you. Well, you and I talked about that, Scott, the other day, that and it was such a refreshing conversation with you to talk about someone that's new, you know, because we can all kind of get mixed up in everything that we're hearing all the time. And for someone that's coming in and that's hearing it for the first time, you recognize the difference between quality and not. And that's very important. I mean, there's a lot of musicians out there that you know, that I would love to play more of their music, but they have to produce it. We cannot move Trop Rock into the future if we're going to call it Trop Rock, whatever this movement is, we're calling it. We can't move it forward unless it's quality. All right, it has to be good. And honestly, if you people that come here and spend time at my Tiki Bar. I have people that come here all the time, and I was a DJ long before I was a DJ. People want to hear music, and they want to hear Marshall Tucker Band. They want to hear this. They want to hear that. They want to dance. They want to have a good time. So you got to blend the radio station the same way. You know, if you're washing your car and a Lynyrd Skynyrd song, you know, Sweet Home Alabama comes on, you know the words to that. Everybody does.
Yeah.
You know, and Danny Hoy comes on after that, and, you know, and Chris, and then you, and, you know, and then here we are, you know, David Lee Murphy, you know. So that it's a good... and I thank you so much for the compliment. I can't tell you how much that means to me, because there's so much passion that goes into this.
Well, you can tell. You can tell, you know. And, you know, we talk about the quality of music. And today, with all the technology that we have, you know, when I hear, you know, for instance, I Should Have Never Started Loving You by Marshall Tucker off the Carolina Dreams album.
Yeah.
And, you know, that thing was recorded when I was probably 10, you know.
Sure.
And the quality of that sound, of that recording, every time I hear it, every time it strikes me, that sax, you know, I think that was probably George McCorkle playing that sax at the time. I hear it and I'm blown away at the quality of that recording. Not just the beauty of the song, but the quality of that recording. And then today, here we are, you know, all these years later, and sometimes it sounds like we're trying to reinvent the wheel, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of using real drums, we're using something that sounds like they bought it at, you know, the grocery store.
Sure.
And it matters that we grab a hold of these sounds, you know, and that we really get them done well. You know, like I think I was talking to you the other day, to me, everything goes back to Kenny Aronoff's drums. If I can get something even close to that, you know, that's a good place to start.
I follow him on Twitter.
Well, you had mentioned the other day that one of the bands that kind of influenced you early on was the group Alabama. I was fortunate enough to live in Alabama when I went to every June jam they had, and they used to have it was a week-long party, and Fort Payne, Alabama, which is where the band is from, was known as the sock capital of the world, and everybody worked in sock mills, and it was really cool when the whole town quadrupled in size for a week. They had golf tournaments on Monday. They had a street dance on Wednesday. And it all ended up on Saturday night with a June jam. And it was absolutely the best time of my life being a part of every one of those June jams. So that's good music. You know, I mean, it is.
Good God, it's good. You know, when they kept on showing around, you know, they were around for, you know, in my opinion, towards the end of what they had going on, it started to be kind of redundant to me.
Sure.
But I'll tell you what, that first album, the second album for sure, but, you know, when you hear a great song, you remember where you were. At least I do. And I was out in the garage waxing my mom and dad's LTD in the garage, and the radio was on, and I heard My Home's in Alabama. And I about lost my mind.
There you go.
I'll tell you, because, you know, I'm a kid, and I'm like, my God, this is good. This is so cool. And they grabbed me right away. And that's the thing. You know, when you've got a great song, you remember. I mean, everybody always, you hear people, everybody knows where they were at 9/11. And
sure,
the people that were alive, you always hear about them saying they know where they were at when John Kennedy was shot. Myself, I remember where I was when I heard Sweet Home Alabama the first time. I remember the time I heard, you know, My Home's in Alabama. And the great songs, the ones that stay part of your fabric for your whole life, I don't forget those songs. I don't remember that moment. I mean, I don't ever forget that moment when I heard it, because they matter to me.
Well, as a kid, I was a lover of the beach. My parents made sure that we went to the beach every summer, and thank God for that. But we spent a lot of time in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And
uh-huh.
Alabama, their home place that they played at was in Myrtle Beach, called the Bowery. And that's where they played at every, you know, for the summer. Every summer they were playing at the Bowery in Myrtle Beach before they really took off. And that's where my home's in Alabama, they first started tinkering around with that.
Wow.
The song Tar Top came out of going to the Bowery in South Carolina. And I remember being... you couldn't get into the Bowery till you were 21 years old. And I remember when I was 21 years old going to Myrtle Beach and able to get into the Bowery to hear Alabama. It was cool.
I would have loved to have done that.
And it was like bringing good music into the beach. And I really think that's where it all started with me, those summers in Myrtle Beach and good music. And I love the people that we're all associated with. And I got to tell you, being in part of everything in Nashville, and Nashville has changed so much. You know, there's a lot of some people will say there's a lot of blood on a lot of people's hands if you hang too much in Nashville. It's a machine and it's a business. Trop Rock, you have the freedom to do what you want to do, and people are digging it. You know, so it's a different mindset. You got to change your mindset as far as the business side of Nashville and Trop Rock. You're actually free to do what you really always wanted to do.
You are, and I hope, and I don't know if this is truly the case or not, but one of the other things that I've really hated, you know, I love everything about the music business, but I don't like time constraints on songs very much.
I agree.
One of the things for me is I may not be able to get the song, you know, everything I want to say, I can't get it said in 3 minutes.
Sure.
You know, I may want to give it a little bit more room to breathe. And I'm not saying I'm trying to do Free Bird. I'm not trying to do a 14-minute song. But, man, I might need 4 minutes or 4 minutes and 20 seconds. And, boy, you know, one of the examples is Maybe She Lied. You know, we recorded it. We recorded an acoustic version of it. Thank you. And then I sat on the song for a few years because I kind of got mad, and I didn't want to shorten the song. I didn't want to.
For those of y'all that don't know, this is recorded with Tanya Tucker.
Yeah. We recorded it, and I didn't want to do that to the song. So we finally did a radio version, but you know, I don't like the idea of everybody says, you know, radio, we've got to have these songs because it's people's attention span. I don't agree with that. I don't think that's the truth. I think that's a lie. I think what it really is about is many songs as they can get in between commercials. Yeah. That's what I think. You know, and I don't think people have already said, hey, you know what? I can't pay attention to a good song for very long. And that's not who we are. If you're into a good song, isn't it cool when it's over and you're like, God, I wish it wouldn't have stopped, you know? And that's the mark of a good song. It doesn't have to be 3 minutes. It can be 4 minutes or even 5 minutes as long as it's a cool groove. I think we've bought into this thing of we're being given pablum by the radio on FM, and I don't think it's necessary.
Now,
so,
what you're going to find, the more you dabble into this, you will find that there's a lover of country music, blues music, jazz music, and as Chris alluded to earlier, you know, Trop Rock is all of that, okay?
Yeah, it is.
And you're able to do your songs the way you want to do them, and you know, let's say you was to, for instance, go to some big festival that's around Trop Rock, and you know, everybody's listening to Sanibel. Well, Maybe She Lied is a great song, you know.
Thank you.
Suntan Girl is a fabulous song. You know, these are, you know, Feels Like a Friday. Everybody can relate to that. You know, these are things, and like, you know, like I told you the other day, all you have to do is just be you, and because you've got some really great music, it's really produced very well. And honestly, that's what really caught my eye about you personally was the quality of the music. I'm always looking for quality music.
Well, I appreciate that. You know what? I guess we're all the same when it comes down to it. Is we're all looking for something, you know, really cool that you know, we can attach to. And I'm, you know, we all listen to and we all love the same old classic rock, and I'll never quit loving that music, and the same with classic country. But I'm always looking for something new, and you know, right now I'm my headphones, when I love to get on my tractor and bush hog. That's one of my favorite things. It's my quiet time, you know, and I'll get out on that tractor and I'll be cruising around with my Dr. Dre beats on and listening to music, and I love to listen to a lot of the new stuff, and I've been you know, checking out some of the Trop Rock artists as well, and you guys, I'll be checking you guys out, I promise.
Thank you.
Yet today.
Thank you. We'll check you out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to send you a list of people that you need to get in touch with, reach out to. We kind of went down the list the other day, but I'm going to email it to your producer there, and
thank you.
So you can kind of reach out to everybody, get some contact information for you, because my job is really to help you do whatever it is you need to be successful. And I'm with you on that. I was just telling Chris the other day, I do my best thinking on the lawnmower.
I was just going to say that. You guys, you know, it's a saying, great minds think alike. Danny was telling me the same thing. He says, he puts on this certain type of music, and it puts him into the genre, into the mindset of thinking about things, and he'll just drive around on the mower and think about whatever it is he's thinking about.
You might remow it again. So you can do it again.
Well, I'll tell you what. He not only mowed his yard yesterday, he mowed the next door neighbor's yard as well.
Well, that's true. That's a true story.
It's true.
And he didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, that's right.
He's about to do the whole block.
He was in his zone.
Oh, man. Well, Scott, man, I certainly appreciate you being with us this morning, man. It's such
Thank
a pleasure. And we're here to help you, okay? We're here to...
I appreciate that.
And we invite you to help us, okay? You bring a lot to the table. And I think not only can you bring a... Not only can Trop Rock help you, but I know that you can bring a lot to Trop Rock very much. So.
Well, I don't know about that, but I really love it. I love what you guys are doing. If you guys will reach out to me, though, I promise I'll get back with you, and I will listen to your music. I want to hear it, and I'll be listening to Tiki Man Radio. And like I said the other day, man, you call me, and I'll come down and take you guys to lunch. I'd love to hear what you guys got to say.
Well, these two seem to like it here.
I bet they do. How could you not like it there? Chattanooga's a cool
It's
town.
Beautiful
it really,
here.
It really is. You know, I wasn't expecting it to be anything like it is, and it's just marvelous.
And they have a lot
the people
of beer.
Here are really
yeah, they
nice.
Have a lot of beer.
They got a lot of beer, a lot of really good beer. But also, Scott, if it's okay with you, I'll impose upon Danny, with your permission, to give me an email address so I can touch base with you.
Please.
If that's okay.
Please.
Thanks.
Absolutely, please. And I'll come down to the Keys, man. Just whenever things are up and around, I'll be there. I promise.
I highly recommend you do that. Just take a little time to yourself. Go down, spend some time with these guys. Go watch them play.
Absolutely.
Enjoy. Get the vibe of Key West, because I tell people all the time that Key West is, to me, is all about the people. You know, a lot of people, I'm going to Key West, I'm going to do this, that, whatever. It's really about the people you meet on the sidewalk, in the bar, here, there, whatever. It's relationships that last forever, you know. So.
Well, I'll be looking forward to coming down there and meeting all of you guys face to face. I want to hear what you guys got to say. I want to hear your music. Hey, do me a favor. Add this to one of your playlists one of these days. Put I Should Have Never Started Loving You by Marshall Tucker on a nice laid-back day.
That's a great song.
It's in there.
And there's a newer band that I really like called The Record Company.
Oh.
You guys should check those guys out. They're very cool.
Cool.
Very cool band.
Great.
They're a little rock and roll, but they're
all
good.
Right.
Well, listen, we're going to play Maybe She Lied, because I like that tune, and so does the
Thank
other
you.
Chick.
And Thank
you. We're going to play that. Hang on tight, and I'll talk to you off the air, man. Thank you so
okay.
much for being a part
yes,
of
sir.
Tiki Man Radio this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Scott.
Very much.
Thank
right.
you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Can't stop yourself from falling down. No matter how you reach for something, you can't stop the thing from spinning round. Lightning seems to light the night as the thunder resonates a lonely sound. I stand here. Staring.